Welcome to the weekly podcast from the Church of England. This weekend, churches will be holding remembrance services to honour and remember those who served and sacrificed themselves to secure and protect freedom. In London, the Queen will pay tribute at the Cenotaph alongside MPs and representatives of the armed forces and faith communities. In this week's podcast, we hear from two people for whom remembrance has particular significance. The Right Reverend Christopher Foster is Bishop of Portsmouth, which is home to almost two-thirds of the Royal Navy's surface ships. I started by asking him why remembrance services are important.
It's important because it offers us the opportunity, the important opportunity as a community, as a society, as a nation, collectively to remember and to say thank you. Of course, there'll be individual remembrances and thank yous that individuals offer privately or publicly in the course of this weekend, and they're very important. And as we particularly remember those who gave their lives and served and were hurt, wounded, maimed in the First World War and the Second World War and in other conflicts since, there'll be individuals and families who'll be remembering those particularly near and dear to them. But just as important as well, we'll be doing this together. It's about our collective remembrance, our collective thanksgiving for all that people gave, all that families gave, as well as individual soldiers, sailors, and those who served in the air. And that collective remembrance alongside our individual thank yous is the heart of what we'll be doing.
Now, it's particularly pertinent to you, although you're lead bishop on defence, you're in Portsmouth, so you're surrounded by service people.
Yes, there are many serving people, men and women, and of course their families who live in my patch in the Diocese of Portsmouth and surrounding diocese. But also there are those who've retired. They're an important part of this, and those who serve in the reserves as well. So there are so many people, so many communities that are touched by what goes on at present to secure our safety and to stand for what's right and true and just.
And do you feel a real sense of pride around this time of year?
Yes, there's a very important sense of pride alongside the thanksgiving. It's not pride in a puffed up sort of way, but it's about people serving generously, giving of themselves. And as I've mentioned, it's their families too, because a lot of those who serve in our armed forces or are ready as reservists for the call to come, how that their service has an impact on their families who are ready to give, to be by themselves, to say goodbye and to carry the anxiety of a father or a mother, a wife, a member of the family being away. So it's very important for today, and our pride is reflected in a deep sense of gratitude to those people.
How do you think church communities can best support members of the armed services and their families?
Well, to recognise the particular challenges that members of the armed forces and their families face, the loneliness, the parting of a family as someone goes away on service, the particular anxieties that are part of that vocation and calling and service. So the church is there as ever to be alongside and to serve and to support. And I think the most important thing that comes to mind this weekend is that although this is simply one weekend, that those who support us and are alongside us and for us in this way are doing it all the time. But this is a day to focus our thoughts, our prayers, and our service and support of them.
What will you be thinking about during the silence?
I'll be thinking about specific individuals whom I've known, who offered themselves in the service of a great cause, justice and freedom and truth, and paid the ultimate price for it in death. I'll also be thinking of those who were maimed, seriously injured, hurt and harmed, either in body or in mind or spirit, through their service. And not just those who served a century ago in the First World War, but for those who are caught up in conflicts now. And of course, in Portsmouth Diocese, we'll be especially remembering those who are on board ship today, a long way from home, missing their families and being missed by those close to them. That's a lot for 2 minutes. In many ways, it will be good to have more than 2 minutes. And I hope that this special 2 minutes in every year just reminds us that at some other moments too, it's important to remember those who serve in this way.
And the Bishop of Portsmouth has written a blog about remembrance, which you can find by going to the front page of the Church of England's website. The duty of receiving fallen military personnel killed on operations is conducted at an RAF base in Brize Norton in Oxfordshire. The Reverend Bill Blakey is rector there.
Yes, indeed. RAF Brize Norton, as many people will know, is the largest RAF base in the UK. And the base itself is actually part of our parishes, yes. Well, Remembrance Day, just like in so many parishes, up and down the country will be celebrated in the churches. Brize Norton Village will celebrate there, and Carterton will celebrate, first of all, in the Church of St. John the Evangelist, which is the church that's been built here, and then out onto the street to the War Memorial next to our small town hall. And we shall have a full church, we always do. We actually have standing room only, with perhaps 400 and odd people crammed into the building for the standard sort of service that will happen up and down the country. Although, obviously, we'll have people there in uniform, although it's really something for the past. But nevertheless, a lot of the present people will be there. The RAS station commander will read a reading. The mayor of Carterton will read a reading, showing that we're interested in integrating the two communities, each side of the wire, as we call it. Outside, at the War Memorial, people will be remembered in the same way as in towns and cities up and down the country. Wreaths will be laid, names will be read, and due honour and respect will be given. And again, there's an integration of the civic and military communities there. One of the very last name on the list to be read will be the one person serving at RAF Brize Norton who was killed in the Iraq War. Obviously, other places, there will be more than that.
And how important is it that this is marked, that Remembrance Sunday is marked in a civic event like this?
Well, we think, and the community thinks, is very important because, you know, there are people of from our own community serving even today as we speak over in the Middle East. It's public knowledge and that the RAF is conducting operations still over Iraq. Debate over whether it should be extended to Syria, we know all about that. Yes, and people from our station are regularly going out, and also all the plane loads of troops, wherever they're serving, they leave from here, and our people look after them, just as also units from RAF Brize Norton go out and pick up those who are injured, or sadly those who fall, like the two RAF personnel who were killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan just 2 or 3 weeks ago.
The repatriation of fallen military personnel was switched back to Brize Norton in 2011, and I wondered if you could tell us a bit about the response from your parish.
Yes, you say they were moved back from Lynham, which they exactly is what happened. And of course, Lynham used to bring people back through to Oxford via Wootton Bassett, because it's the main road from Lynham to the M4. And the people in Lynham in Wootton Bassett, started a tradition of lining the street to respect them. And we in Carterton and Brize Norton and some other parishes nearby have honoured that tradition. It's had to be highly organised here, and so the organisation starts from the top in the county council and works its way down to the civic authorities locally. And a special garden has been created next to a road which sits between Carterton and Bryce Norton, and there's a monument stone and a garden and a special place where families can wait and are looked after. And then if someone falls in war, as indeed we were getting regular numbers when Operation Herrick, which is what the military call the Afghan war, when that was going on, we were getting regular people repatriated, sadly. And what would happen is they would be brought into the airbase, and those behind the wire would do the military ceremonies. The coroner then directs that they move straight from the RAF base to the mortuary at the John Ratcliffe Hospital in Oxford. And they come via this special garden, which the county council has built. And there there'll be a lot of people. In fact, I've talked to many of the standard bearers who come. There's always someone there from the British Legion branch at Abergavenny, comes all the way up the A40. I met a gentleman who'd come for the day from Blackpool to be part of the repatriation. So there's a line of people with all sorts of standards which get dipped, and then the families are brought there. They're looked after. We have pastoral care teams to look after them. We have local people providing catering for them. They're looked after as well as possible. There are other groups that look after the car parking and all sorts of things. It's a real community effort. My role is to be there in case anything extraordinary happens and we're needed. So, for example, maybe there's a family situation where extra care is needed. Well, the clergy step in to do that. Otherwise, our main role is caring for the frontline carers and encouraging the people. And it's a role that seems to be valued very much. So it's quite an event, and the hearses will come in a line and stop, and flowers will be put onto them. And the most poignant ones were when some of the Fijians were brought back, because there's a base at Bicester, not too far from here, where there's Fijians stationed. They would always bring their church choir and would stand on the roadside singing hymns with English well-known tunes to us, but in their own Fijian language. Very poignant.
The Reverend Bill Blakey talking to Martha Linden about how the community at Bryce Norton in Oxfordshire responds to repatriations. That's it for this week's podcast. I'm Gillian Moody. Thanks for listening.